you could be doing something smarter with your money that creates income now. If you're wanting to get ahead financially and enjoy greater freedom of choice, if you want a comfortable retirement and you know you'll have more choices if you can do more with your money now. If you've wondered who else is creating ways to make their money work for them, and you want actionable ideas with honest pros and cons and no fluff, welcome to the Richer Geek Podcast. We're here helping people find creative ways to build wealth and financial freedom. I'm Mike Stoller, and in this podcast, you'll hear from others who are already doing these things and learn how you can too. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Richer Geek Podcast. Today's episode is brought to you by REI Words, your go-to SEO agency for increasing traffic to your website. Check it out at reiwords.com. Today, we have Joris Tonnier. He's the CEO, founder of Yobi. What they do is they help invest in unique founders in addition to help them raise capital through transparent methods and unwavering passion. They also have a syndicate of investors that generates profits by investing in their exclusive projects that help align with their values. Joris, how are you doing today?
I am doing great. Thank you for having me today, Michael.
Absolutely. You know, this is very important. We have a lot of listeners out there that want to go into investing. Maybe some of them are, and they're wondering, how is it that they've done five or six deals, but they need that $10 million raise. They need a larger raise. They need more sophistication, but they don't really know how or where to go. Let's talk a little bit about what you do and the history of where you come from and how you can help these people out.
Of course. Let's start with a little bit of intro of myself. Originally from Belgium, from the French part of Belgium. So this is why I have a French accent, as everybody can hear. Moved to Miami 10 years ago. Before that, I was involved with the incubator, European incubator called The Family. It's the same that Y Combinator, but in Europe. We were really huge in 2014, 15, 16. After that, I work for the Prince Al Saud, is a direct cousin of MBS. So I work for his family office when I was in Europe. So overviewing, first advising and then overviewing his investment in startup in Europe. So it was really precise on that. 2 years after that, I moved to Miami, stay in the same field, investment, startup, advising, did two exits here in the US, work for an investment bank, and opened my own structure in 2020 with Yobi to respond to the question you just asked, or to find the partner to raise fund in this industry and someone that can deliver and not just sell dream. What I'd like to say is we are selling reality. That's our job instead of dream, but it's not easy for sure.
That's extremely important. And listeners, if you're out there and you're thinking, I just want to invest passively because I need to diversify my portfolio. The IRA, my 401k is not going to do it, but it's so scary to sit there. I mean, you're inundated by LinkedIn ads, Facebook ads, raise money with us. Now there's email blasts. You don't know anything about these general partners, and it's so scary. Let's talk about number one. Why is it that scary? It seems like people, they know that they see all these YouTube videos, get rich quick scheme, just create a syndication. How do I know that they even have done a deal? You know, it's a scary proposition.
So I believe as an investor, you need to go through a fund that has credibility, but has history. You have Crunchbase. Crunchbase is a platform that you can even try for free, if I'm not mistaken, and that will allow you to see the deal that this fund did in the past. I will not base my guess on only YouTube video or LinkedIn. Everything can be bad. So let's be real. If you have a little bit of money, you're good with online advertising. You can be the next green card in 1 month. It's not the problem. I strongly believe that you need to base your confidence and your trust on facts. and try to go to this website like Crunchbase to see what they did. And also, if you do a little bit of due diligence, you can find a real article about the deal this found in the past. And that's all investors should do if they don't have an advisor or something like that, is really spend some time to find the right team, the right general partner team for them.
Yeah. And let's talk about some of the bad history. The SEC can only do so much, but if you're, let's say, an accredited investor and you sign that you looked at the offering and it goes under, once people get a offering memorandum, what are some of the things that they need to kind of look at? And then based on kind of the bad history of capital raising, what are some of the things that people have tried?
Yes, that's a great question. Personally, with Yobi, we thought of our first step is to look at the deal as an investor, because with our business model, we are investor at the end as well. And I will talk to you about that later. But what I'm looking to a deal is the transparency I have on the documentation. So when I say the documentation is the deck, is the financial, or everything is explained, the past performances, if you are trying to invest on the fund, that's where really I like to call that green and red flag. That's my personal talking about that. But that's where I'm trying to find red flag. When I'm doing a due diligence, I'm not looking to green flag. I'm not looking to the positive return. I'm trying to find what is negative about this deal. Because when you know what is negative, that's where you can really base your investment and base your strategy. If you base only on the positive, everybody has a great story. Everybody is the best in the world. Everybody has the next unicorn. So don't worry about it. I heard story like that like 10 times a day. And that's part of the marketing for fundraising. But you need to really go deeper on the due diligence. And again, transparent financial. When someone send me a deck or when I ask for financial, honestly, like 50% of the deal, I don't receive it. That's already 50% of the deal. You are not going to lose your money. It's simple. When you are an investor, you have every right to ask. And that's the biggest advice I will give to an investor. Just ask the question, ask as much question you can ask to see everything, the financial. I have company, for example, I'm asking the salary cap of every member of the company. Some of the founders saying, hey, I don't want to give that. Okay, if you don't want to give that, why I will invest my money if I don't know if you are trustable enough to manage it? I want to see what you are going to do with my money. And every investor should be like that. When the investor we are representing, that's why we are representing them, to be sure and to secure our investor in deal that is legit and high quality deal.
Yeah, and that's extremely important. Everybody are those types of things. Look at, I know it can be overwhelming. You may even want to have your attorney look, a contract attorney look it over. Don't have your best buddy who's a divorce attorney or injury lawyer look at it. Go to a real estate attorney that knows those things and look for those red flags. Are they some of the words I hate? It's like, we guarantee. As soon as you say that, that's a red flag, right?
It's not even red flag for me. It's illegal. Yeah. When someone is telling you that the deal is guaranteed, it's not even a red flag. You don't invest. Like, you know that if you invest, you're going to lose your money, because legally, and you know the rules, Michael, legally, you cannot guarantee any investment. There is always a risk, even if it's one person putting your money in the bank account. Even now is better with the higher limit, but it's even a risk. So every investment has a risk.
Yeah. And that's very important, people. You see these videos and these ads, we guarantee up to a 40% return. We do this or that. Look, nobody has a crystal ball. I try to rub this bald head all I can to foresee the future, but you can't. And that's why you have prospectuses and things like that. In my syndications, there's probably 2 or 3 pages of what the deal is, and then there's 40 pages of why you shouldn't invest with me. But you want to pay attention to those 3 pages. And can you tell us some ways that you sit there and you look at the general partner? You also look at the prospectus and all the paperwork, all the marketing, the salaries. What are some of the other kind of bullet points that you look at also, but then even if people want to go on their own, what are some of the major highlight things from first part of the, maybe the syndication paperwork down, just a few bullet points.
Let's say a new investor, beginner in investing, I will know, and that's what we do. That's part of our strategy with COB is we are not going to early stage company, because when you're going to early stage startup, you need to understand that the right strategy with early stage is volume. Okay. So you're going to invest in 10 early stage startup. Okay. 9 of them is going to die. Okay. Nine of them, you are going to lose your money. And usually on average, one of them is going to go well and cover the rest. Okay. But you need to understand that. You need to understand the strategy. It's a long-term play. What we do is to minimize this risk. We invest only on growth stage. We call that growth stage. That means this can be seed, more seed breed, series A, series B. But the company needs to have a market fit. So that means the company already has revenue. The product works. The market already gets green light that the market is a product fit market. That's what we call that for the one that doesn't know. And so this minimizes your risk already. And after that, what we do and what we look, we are founder oriented. For us, 90% of the success of a company is come from the founders. So what we like to invest in is serial entrepreneur founders, people that already had exit, people that already went through the pain of being a successful entrepreneur and has this experience. So we know how to process, how to execute with this company. So that's really our focus. And this allows us really to have a great return over the years and in the long term.
And everybody, again, we have Yodis Tunelier with the website. If you want to look at it, it's Yobe, Y-O-B-E, consulting.com. Or those people that are listening that might be interested in Yobe, what industries do you look at for the founders?
Yes. So we are agnostic globally. Why we are agnostic? Of course, we don't touch to, for example, for weed business, this business that is not like, it's different. It's not traditional, but on the traditional industry, we're agnostic. Why we are agnostic is because for every project that we help to raise the fund and we invest with our syndicate, is we are really focused also on the timing. Best example is with the crypto and the blockchain. You know, right now it's getting back to, you know, to the front page. At the end of last year, it was cold. You cannot raise even one penny for them. So you need to understand also the whole industry is performing and what will be the cycle, because every industry is a cycle. So you need to make sure that you are taking the investment at the right time. So that's why we are doing that. And of course, we have, you know, database that help us to have all this information and base our due diligence and our analysis.
Yeah, and that's good to know. And for one thing, people, maybe my next hotel deal, it's like, do I want to go through it? And this is what, as a GP, do I want to go through the pain of putting out a syndication and trying to raise $10 million on my own or my team and not knowing, is it going to be 2 months? Is it going to be 6 months? Is it going to, wow, what's, I'm going to list on my database and other people's database. Or I could go to YobeConsulting.com, if I'm even strong enough and have enough experience, and have them do it for you. What are kind of the steps involved? I go to YobeConsulting.com. I click on send us your deck.
Yes.
And how does it work?
Yeah. So very simple. You can go to our website, send us an email directly or contact us. We have a live chat. You can send by the button I you said, or you can find me on LinkedIn. I have a couple of followers on LinkedIn and we are really present on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, you name it. We are there and my email is everywhere. So you can send the deck. It will be the best way to do it. Send your deck. We are going to do our analysis, get back to you saying, hey, we can help you. Our goal is to make sure we can help you. And by helping you, it's really raise the fund. After that, we have also for younger company, we have also an advising services that we are offering. That's what we process. So it doesn't cost anything to nobody. We want to make sure first we are legitimate to help you. So that's the process. After that, we meet. We have an intro call. I want to meet the founder, ask you question. I will have question. I will know already your industry. I will know your deck.
Now, how about on the other side? We also have a lot of listeners that love to diversify on the limited side.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been kind of in the background talking about your investors, your investor pool, and creating things. And now you have a fund that's coming out. You're kind of wanting to get in on the founder side because of some of the feedback you've had from your pool of investors. Yeah. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. So globally right now, we are not a broker dealer. We are not holding the money. So we have this syndicate of investors where we providing the deal and they are choosing to invest or not. It's very simple. When they choose to invest, we introduce them to the founder and they invest on the deal. It's a direct investment on the company. Very, very simple. But some of them now, we got feedback saying, hey, I know you have with Yobi different deal because we are doing multiple raising over the year, even if we are really oriented on the quality. So last year we did 7 raising. This year we are going to do maybe 12 raising, not more. And they say, hey, we would like to split the risk and invest or all the deal. Or can we do that? So we understand that now we have the credibility to open a fund. So the goal is to open a fund in Q3 to be able to welcome this investor that want to invest in all the deals, but also for the founder, be able to put a ticket up front. Also with the founder we are representing, instead of going through our syndicate, it's now to be able to put bigger ticket. And we are talking 250 to half a million ticket. That's really the goal. We are planning to raise 20 million for the fund.
Yeah, it's fantastic. We talked about send us your deck. How can people say, hey, you know, I'd love to be part of this with Yobi. How can they get on the investor side?
Yeah, on the investor side, they can contact me. I like to meet all the investors. So, you know, all the investors that work with us know my team, know myself or our head of investor relations, Cesarea Pecci. Great guys doing a wonderful job. So we meet with them and after that we discuss. We have an office here in Miami for the one that are based in Miami. We have an office in Paris and we are opening Riyadh at the end of Q2. We are working on it because we have a good connection over there from my past experiences. So yes, happy to talk with anybody, even people that have questions, happy to help. We are here to help. When you are an investor, the goal is to really to avoid, let's say, not legit deal, fake deal. I think that's the worst for everybody. For people that want to make money, don't get me wrong. We are all here to make money, but we like to do it the transparent way and with trustworthy people that work hard every day to make it happen for their investors. So that's what is really important to us.
Yeah. And now everybody is investing on your own, doing it yourself, trying to figure out, is this general partner good? Is the syndication good? It's very stressful. If you go the route that is, now nothing is guaranteed, right? But if you want someone to do a lot of the due diligence for you, a lot of the safety net, some of the things that will take the stress off of you, contact Yotus at Yobi. And I think it'll be a fantastic way for you to get inside of that limited partner spot and maybe as a founder on the general side. Yotus, is there anything else that you'd like to discuss before we go?
No, I'm waiting for your deal as well, Michael. I know you're working on it. So I'm waiting to have the opportunity to look at it. The only thing I will add for the end is when you are an investor or you are a founder, don't trust the social media. Don't trust the fake information. Do a due diligence on reliable website and platform, realistic number and facts. That's the most important stuff to do and what I advise you to do. And there is always people that will be there to help you. That's the most important.
Yeah. You know, fantastic. Yotus, thank you so much for coming on the Richer Geek podcast. Have a great afternoon and God bless. Take care.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in to the Richer Geek podcast, where we're helping others find creative ways to build wealth and financial freedom. For today's show notes, including all the links and resources from our show and more information about our guests, visit us at www.therichergeek.com/podcast. And don't forget to jump over to Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts and hit the subscribe button. Share with others who could benefit from listening. And leave a rating and review to get the podcast in front of more eyes. I appreciate you, and thanks for listening.